Death's Bride, written by Sariath M.G., read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, original work. Rating, mature. Relationship, God of Death / mortal woman he tricks into dying so he can save her. Lenora had always seen and heard things. A shadow of a masked man, sweet, soft singing voices just before she dropped into sleep. She'd stumbled on a rock before a pair of strong arms would catch her, but afterward, she'd see no one. She'd write while a presence stood behind her. As a teenager, Lenora would dream of a beautiful man in a pristine suit with a lace cravat and silken black mask. He'd loom over her, and he had scales on his hands, carrying black feathered wings. "One day," the man would say, "I will make you my bride." Then he'd kiss her, his face doubled, and she'd wake up yearning for an unattainable dream. When Lenora was 20, she was engaged to her darling Sebastian. He was the sweetest man, with a blush so gentle and eyes so kind. They would walk in the garden until the sun went down and everything was in the shadows. Lenora would leap away, toward the edge of the darkened forest path, coming around the little grove. The night was blinding and enchanted. She couldn't see the river, but she saw other manners of things. Fairy lights dancing on mushrooms, gossamer-winged beings. Her sweet Sebastian was calling her name. He couldn't find her. But Lenora knew she must go on because there was something calling her forward. Forward. Her foot slipped, and she fell gracefully from the bridge over the little fast river. A pair of scale arms caught her and pressed her to a white chest, black feathers enveloping her. She shivered and drifted in an icy embrace. "You're mine now," said the God of Death, who kissed her. They found her cold and stiff down the river come morning, but no one knew it was her rightful groom who'd taken her. The End.